from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, a bi-weekly-ish podcast about all things automotive marketing. Now, here's your host, Matt Wilson.
All right, this will be a quick one, real fast, real quick. Hi, everybody. Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, powered by Silverback Advertising. I co-hosted an episode of Expera Marketing with Colin Carasquillo the other day. And he had an episode, and it was titled, "If You're Not Mobile First, You're Last." Get it? Like Ricky Bobby? If you're not first, you're last. I'm on fire. You're not on fire, Ricky. If you're not, if you're not first, you're last, right? Is from the movie. I love Will Ferrell. But the title of the episode was, "If You're Not Mobile First, You're Last." You get? You see what he did there? Anyway, I co-hosted that episode, and it got me thinking about mobile first, right? So I have a client at the agency that I work for, and I'm vetting website vendors for him. So I've been through, you know, 4 or 5 website vendor pitches in the last couple of weeks, and it occurred to me that none of them talked about mobile first. They came on and talked about their company, showed me a bunch of desktop sites, and talked about VDPs and SRPs and slides and navigation and how it works and their digital retailing tools and all very good. Lots of great companies out there, but not one of those companies showed me the mobile site first. And Colin's episode of Expera Marketing got me thinking, why is that? So I took a look at the Google Analytics for the dealer that I was vetting these vendors for, and it's a Maserati dealer. And the website traffic for the dealer is 71% mobile. Say what? I don't know what the industry standard is. I probably should know, but I don't know what the industry standard is. But I do know at the group I used to work for, at our Nissan stores that we had, it was not that high. It was not 71%. It was more than 50-50. It's probably like in the 60s, but it was not 71%. And so I'm like, wow, I'm vetting these vendors for this dealer, and I'm looking at all these desktop sites, but 70% of his website traffic is mobile. So why am I being presented it this way? So I said on LinkedIn, when website vendors pitch dealers, why do they always start off by showing you the desktop site? Shouldn't we be talking about mobile first? Not stealing Colin's idea. I'm just piggybacking off of it. So relax, Colin, and steal your idea. So I got a bunch of responses. Kyle Maltier, maybe it's French. Kyle Maltier on LinkedIn says, "Preach. The real answer is because automotive has a real problem with mobile and load times, especially. And because most GMs and owners never look at their site on mobile. I find myself doing the same thing for my clients. Let me check out the website. Boom. Hop on my desktop." Sean Welsh from Car Biz Done Better says they should for sure focus on mobile, but they should also focus on their site's abilities and not spend the dealer's time tearing apart the client's current site. Yeah. Don't call my baby ugly. Tom Klein. I like Tom Klein. He's compliance and risk mitigation solutions expert. He says absolutely no question about it. Yes. A lot of people agreeing with me. Here. But I did come across the folks from 321 Ignition, who, as it turns out, I already knew, but I just hadn't been pitched by them this time around for whatever reason. Vendor overload. I can't keep track of everybody. There's lots of people. Talked to lots of people. All great people. So 321 Ignition, as it turns out, that's how they do it. Mobile first. My friend Melody Borden, vice president of marketing for, I can't remember the name of the group now. Is it Premier? Celebrity Motor Cars recommended 321 Ignition. And I talked to Lyman Savvy, and Cindy. And there's another wonderful Marissa, all from 321 Ignition. And Lyman and Cindy showed me the platform mobile first. I like it. I'm not sure if we're going to use them at that store yet. We haven't decided yet at the time of this recording, but mobile first. That's the way that you have to think. And if you're not mobile first, you're last, right? I'm not going to sit here and recite all the benefits of 321 Ignition because, you know, I work for them. They're not paying me to do that. But I will tell you, I was impressed with the mobile first attitude and the way they go about web pages and designing your website, about what's important and what's not important, and the data behind CTA buttons on SRPs and VDPs. God, we love acronyms in automotive, don't we? So just from some food for thought there, if you're not first, if you're not mobile first, you're last. Thank you for letting me steal the your title there, Colin. I appreciate it. But yeah, website vendors. You know, I'm thinking back to a time. It was probably like 2012 when I was the marketing director at a group, and you know, we were thinking about digital. We got to spend more on digital. We should be spending 25% of our budget on digital. And the way our marketing budget was laid out was, you know, it was on an Excel spreadsheet. I love Excel. You know, at the top was like radio, and then TV. You know, all the stations under there, and then you know, outdoor. And then third-party sites, and then SEM, SEO, website maintenance, display, all Facebook, all at the bottom. And we started saying, man, we got to think of this stuff first. This is why don't we go through the other stuff on top signifying that maybe it's more important, right? Like, why do we go through all those things first, and then you spend two-thirds of a marketing meeting talking about those things, and then at the end you're like, oh, yeah, and it was 5,000 on SEM. You're going to get done. That stuff should be first. So you know what we did? You know what I did? I took the budget and I turned it upside down. It was amazing. I didn't turn it upside down because then you can't read it. But I took the sections in the spreadsheet for digital and put them on top because those are the first things we should be talking about. We should be talking about SEM. This is 2012. So SEM and SEO and Facebook and whatever other things we were talking about in 2012, and put those on top, and put radio and outdoor and print last. Because I think that was the way the budget should have been laid out back then. And I'm challenging all the website companies out there to reshuffle your decks. Put slide 27 about a mobile site, make it slide 3. And take slide 4 about a desktop SRP, and make it slide 27. I'm calling on all of you to do that now. Anyway, was this at all helpful? Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But I just had to, I was thinking about it and I had to pop on and record it. Thanks for listening to a short episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. Have a good one. Brought to you by Silverback Advertising, silverbackadvertising.com.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.